Yo, what's going on, guys? Y'all know what time it is. It is March Madness at midnight. Let's get it.
So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, takes to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30, needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline, breaks the third tackle, comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20, he's down to the 10, he's down to the 5, he's in the end zone. Touchdown, touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle, sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again. Goes to the 40, gets away again. To the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking, got it, post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell's intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
What is going on, everybody? I want to thank you all for coming in here and getting ready to ask questions, man. It's March Madness at midnight. You guys see the ticker up top? See it there in the black? I did it in different color just so you guys can see it. Go ahead, hit play. Let me see what it sounds like real quick. All right. So here we go, guys. Type those questions, and let's get to some answers here. Our first question of the night is from my man, Callie Young. He says, Mike, better song, LL's I Shot Your Remix or LL's 4321. It's always going to be 4321 for me. That song was special because DMX was early in his career. And that was one of the songs that DMX was on that I just absolutely loved. It's just that great. So okay, so yeah, so that was one of DMX's first verses. It was very, very special to me. I apologize about that gap. Hopefully you guys got me back here loud and clear. So 4321 for me. All right. OG Big Mike, is trading Ward before the season something worth considering? I prefer the 49ers re-sign Demo long-term over him, to be honest. Would you prefer trading up or down the draft night on day one? All right, so we got a couple questions here. Trading Ward before the season is only beneficial if you're going to do it before the draft. Forget the season for a second. It's got to be about the draft. Post-draft trading him wouldn't really be beneficial at all. Anybody who makes it through the draft should not be traded, in my opinion, unless you go through camp and realize you have an abundance of talent at a certain position. So I wouldn't trade him away. But that tells me that you think Yidam is going to come in here and do something, all right? I prefer the Niners re-sign Demo long-term over him, to be honest, and I think I'm right there with you, but maybe it's because it's homegrown talent. I could have a little bit of a bias, right? I'm not sure. Would you prefer trading up or down on the draft in day one? I'm leaning towards up right now. Just some of those pieces that are going to come off the board after 22 are going to be guys that the Niners would really, really like to get their hands on. So if I had to pick right now, plus I don't think the Niners really need 10 or 11 draft picks. So I'm going to say up is the way to go right now. Callie Young has a question here. Who had the best verse on DMX's Blackout? I think it was between Kiss and Hove. This is it right here, baby. I used to have bad luck. Now you might see me in a Jag truck. Nah. I think DMX had the best verse on me. I know that sounds crazy, right? If you go on lyrics and bar for bar, Jada's verse was okay. Hov's verse was cool too. Hov was hold on, wait. Nah, it was definitely DMX. I'm headed nowhere fast, running in place, gun in my waist. People wanted a taste, but wouldn't come to my face. So what that means? You cats playing games again. So now what I do? I start naming names. Oh, yeah. It was definitely DMX's verse. I'm sorry. Better than Jay-Z's and better than Kiss's on there. Not sorry. Not sorry at all. All right. Mike, what inspired you to do a 24-hour stream the eve of the Super Bowl, and how challenging was it? I had been talking about being the first 49ers content creator to do a 24-hour stream for a while. And I think I was talking about it behind the scenes. I slipped up once we got towards the postseason or the end of the regular season to mention it on the air. And so I was like, all right, I want to do it. I want to make sure it goes off well. I want to do it big. And I was like, when do I do it? And with how late the Super Bowl was, I figured, let me do it the day before the Super Bowl. When it ends, I can take a nap, power nap, and watch the game. And it was very challenging. I got tired at times. The audio wasn't coming out the way it was. And, you know, the show didn't quite go the way that I wanted it to. Not saying I would never do it again, but I wouldn't do it Super Bowl Eve. I wouldn't do it that way again. And I would be a little bit, I would have a better plan. I would have to actually come up with a more intense plan of 24-hour coverage. Each hour, like, review one of the games of the regular season. You know what I mean? Another hour, like, just go over the draft and how those players participated to the success of the team and got us where they are and things like that. I would have a much better game plan for how it's supposed to go. All right, here we go. Here's one of my favorite parts right here. Omar 602. He says, start bench cut. Luke McCaffrey, Brendan Rice, or Tariq Owens? Oh, this is not fair because I haven't seen these guys really play. Start Brendan Rice, bench Luke, and cut Tariq Owens. Oh, God. And that sounds terrible because I just found out about Tariq today and I haven't looked at anything of him. But if I'm going to keep it a bean and not be mean, that's the way I feel. Omar doubles up. He says, do you listen to any podcasts outside of football? Yes, I do. I listen to a couple of different true crime podcasts. There's this one that I like called Case Files. It's Australian-based. I also listen to it on 1.8 speed because the guy talks really slow. And I feel like my brain is melting out of my ear. So I speed it up. Case File is really, really good. I am a subscriber to the Joe Budden podcast and the Patreon. I would have to go back and look, but there are a lot of podcasts in my little podcast feed. Matt Mayoko's 49ers Talk and things like that. But oh, wait, you said outside of football. Sorry. Outside of football. True crime. Joe Budden might be about it. The Noriega Drink Champs, I try to get into, but they drink too much. The first hour of those episodes are usually good, and then that's as far as I can go. That's about it. That's about it, man. Yeah. If you could go back in time to change something in the future, what is this a trick question? Am I drunk? What the heck is my question? If you could go back in time to change something in the future. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Am I saying something weird?
Nope.
I'm not saying something weird, so I should understand
if you
this.
You can go back in time to change something that would change your future. Something that you could change in the past to change your future. Like if you went back in time and started saving money better, so now you would be rich. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, isn't that just saying if you could change something about your past?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, Ice. You had me stumped for a little bit. What would I do different? I have no idea, man. I have no idea. I kind of like where I ended up in life. Maybe, you know, $1 million isn't a lot. Maybe I wouldn't have thrown away that $1 million toothbrush. You know, my mom would have ended up getting the money. I was 12 or 13 years old at the time. So I would have been too young to claim any kind of prize. And it would have been very interesting to see what my mom did with the money and how it affected our lives going forward. So maybe that. Maybe that. Because I don't think my grandmother would have moved anywhere. And if times got hard, I would have moved in with grandma and still graduated from the school I went to because we weren't even living there at the time. So it might not have had that big of an effect on my life. Who knows? I would probably do that one. David said, what's up, Mike and Faithful? How is everybody doing? Well, so far, I'm excited personally to hear a new Eminem album is coming this year and that it includes at least one track with Dr. Dre. All right. That's good. I did hear that Joyner Lucas dropped something new, and he has one of DMX's last verses done on there. So I'm going to have to go check that out. The tweet that I saw, the person reviewing it was saying it brought tears to my eyes. So that could just be because of the loss of X, but I'll go back and have to take a look at it. Take a listen, I should say, not a look. Mike, do you still chat with Eric Davis? I miss his podcast. Eric Davis is always going to be a pal of mine. I won't say friend because I think friendships are supposed to be mutual. And I'm not saying he doesn't consider me a friend, but he is someone that I send texts to from time to time, get his thoughts on things. And yes, I do miss the Believe in 49ers podcast with those two on it. I believe they ended up putting Tracy Sandler on. But, you know, I definitely miss his takes. And he had this like matter of fact way of speaking about things. And I like that. So often reminded us to take the emotion out of what we're seeing and what we're going through as far as football and just look at it like for what it is in business. All right. Let me see here. Mike, the black Michael J. Fox. Oh, that was the going back in time, the Back to the Future thing. Favorite activity to do with the family? Oof. I randomly like to get hotel suites. We do a hotel suite thing for a whole weekend, and we get one that has an indoor in-ground pool, room service and food all weekend, and we just relax. We go there. It's got to be a suite where we have like a full stove and everything. We'll bring our own food. We'll cook. We'll order out. But it's a time for my wife to relax, for the kids to run around and get on other people's nerves. And maybe we should do that soon. Because the place that we like to go to, they allow you to bring pets. Bear could come with us. Ooh, Cali! Just making plays for us. I like that. I like that. What do you think of Kendrick Lamar's shot at J. Cole? I saw a lyric breakdown of J. Cole and Drake this and the two dog thing and all that for my dogs and all that. And if that's what you're talking about, it was cool. It was good. I like the lyrical sparring. You want to see that, especially from people who are widely believed to be at the top of their games. You want to see that. Absolutely. It makes everybody good. I remember when K-Dot did his thing on Control, right? And it had the entire East Coast of rappers, New York rappers, in an uproar, and they all just came out like just throwing bars at him. But some of the best rap I had heard in a long time, you know, when he said that I'm the king of New York, and like, dude, you're not even from out here. Like, it was just super disrespectful lyrically. And everybody came out, they got their pins, they sharpened their pins, and you heard Jada and Fab and Cassidy, Joe Budden, Joel Ortiz. Like, it was a lot of good rappers from New York that picked up the pen to go send shots back at him. I loved it. I love what it does for hip hop. And I wish more people did it. I wish more people did it. Let me see here. If we end up having to trade Ayuk and the rumored Steelers interest is real, what would you ask for what would you ask for from them? I would definitely ask them for a first round pick and more. Doesn't mean that's what you're going to get, but I would go to the table with, I need a first and a third, and hope that they end up with like a second or fourth, or you know, a first and a fifth or something like that. But Ayuk is definitely worth a first round pick right now. And I saw the finalized Snead trade that happened today, and it was not that, but that came with a new contract. Ayuk does not have to come with a new contract. You have him this year, and you can tag him next year on a very controlled contract amount. So I would definitely have to say, you know, give me that first. All right. This will probably be the last question of the night. Who was your favorite rapper from Jersey? I'm going to go with Joe Budden. I like Joe Budden more than I like Redman. And while Redman is good, Tretch is ahead of Redman for me, only because of how much I loved Naughty by Nature when I was younger. And Joe Budden is ahead of Tretch. But there's a lot of good ones that you could throw in there. Queen Latifah, Lauryn Hill. There's some really, really good ones. But it's definitely Joe Budden. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. There's a guy that not a lot of people know about named Silent Night. And he was a guy, you know, doing his thing around New Brunswick and Newark. Met him at the Rutgers Circuit a couple of years. Well, a couple of years. God, we're talking decades, over a decade ago now. Really, really talented guy that never really blew up. But Silent Night was my guy. Yeah, I mean, that's about it. So, guys, listen, that's going to do it for tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you guys come back tomorrow, man. We can do this. This is an everyday thing for the entire month. Here we are wrapping it up, man. Day 23 is now in the books. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for the questions. Please, please, please feel free to keep them coming. All right. Our show bait is nothing without you guys. I appreciate you all. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always remain faithful. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey, see, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, them nothing but niners.